Hunter Valley today with Darren Cattruppi. Well, it's been a busy weekend for our local emergency services, in particular the SES, but I think it's actually really starting to ramp up a bit more now. And the Community Liaison Officer with Singleton SES is Martin Gray. Martin, good morning.
Good morning, Darren. How are you?
Very good, mate. Since we spoke last night, there's been some more jobs come in for the Upper Hunter for SES.
Yes, the Upper Hunter, which is everything from Singleton North, has now had 11 jobs. Another one just came in while we were talking in the last 24 hours. If we look across Cessnock and Maitland as well, that goes up to around 160. So they've copped the worst of it, but we are getting some jobs up here as well now.
Now, are they all flooding jobs, I'm assuming?
Well, there's a lot of roads being flooded, and we're keeping an eye on that, but the job I went out to at 1 o'clock last night was a leaking roof. With the amount of rain coming down, if your tiles are a bit cracked or out of place, water's going to get in.
Also, if your gutters are full of leaf matter and that sort of thing, water can sort of tend to go in under the eaves and then come in through the ceiling, can't it?
Oh, yes. I spent a few weekends ago going through my gutters, making sure they were all clear, just for that exact reason.
In fact, the water often comes through the light fittings in a bizarre sort of way, but that's how it can happen. Okay, so moving on to flooding, there a bridge now that's gone under.
Yep. The Pooty Bridge, which is on the Putty Valley Road, has gone under. I've also got concerns for Kilpool Bridge on Stanhope Road. That's the back way from Singleton through to Brankston. But the best way to pay attention to these things is look on the disaster dashboard. So if I look at Live Traffic New South Wales, that will tell me exactly which roads are closed. So, for example, the start of the Golden Highway is being closed when Moody Creek went up. But I would still ask people, the information takes at least half an hour to get to the disaster dashboard, so keep your eyes open and don't rely on that alone.
Yep, absolutely. And if it's flooded, forget it.
Absolutely. We've all seen the footage of people of the SES trying to pull people out of cars. It's better if you just don't go in.
Yep, and unfortunately that's been happening throughout Sydney in the last 24 hours or so. So the Wallumbye Brook often is the focus, and it is again. The last forecast I saw was it to reach about 3.7 metres by sometime tonight. Is that going to cause any more concern than it usually does at this stage?
I wouldn't think so. That will mainly affect farmers who've got pumps in, but there have been several warnings related to agricultural equipment and sheep graziers in the last couple of days. So I think people have been paying attention to that and they know what's coming. The town of Bulga isn't really affected until you reach 5 metres. You remember that happened by the last flood we had, and it actually went beyond that. And we weren't exactly expecting that, so we are keeping an eye on it.
But not expecting that at this stage.
No, it's not predicted. A week ago, they predicted possible moderate flooding in Wallumbye. They've now predicted minor flooding in Wallumbye. So it's less than what we were expecting a week ago. But you never know, because with this East Coast low, if rain all falls in the one place, it's going to affect that place badly.
And everyone in that area is pretty well practiced on what to do and all that sort of thing in this eventuation. So,
well, after the last 2 years, I think everybody everywhere is well practiced in what to do.
Yeah, it's ironic in a sense that Singleton Council started their clean out of the CBD drains. I don't know if it was anticipation of the weekend or whether someone just thought it was a good idea, but ultimately they're geniuses at the moment. So.
Sometimes you're prepared, sometimes you get lucky.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so what's the forecast as far as how long is this stuff going to stay around for?
Well, just looking at the weather forecast, I see rain until Wednesday, probably showers on Thursday, so I expect it to be fairly similar to what we've had, but if it doesn't get worse and the wind stays down, we could get lucky.
So what's the advice to Upper Hunter residents at the moment?
Well, the advice to Upper Hunter residents hasn't really changed. please stay aware of the conditions. If you see water on the road, because that can come up and go down very quickly, don't drive through it. And if it's not raining now and you've got a chance to clean out your gutters, do that.
Okay. And also, finally, Martin, the number to call if you do need the SES?
132 500.
Thank you. That's Martin Gray, the Community Liaison Officer for the SES unit in Singleton on Hunter Valley Today on 981 2NM.